You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And here it is, Matt. Since taking over the New England Patriots in the year 2000, here's Bill Belichick. In 2000, 5-11, fifth in the AFC East. That was his first year. Then they go 11-5, first in the AFC East. They win the Super Bowl. 9-7, second in the AFC East. 14-2, first in the AFC East. They win the Super Bowl in 2003. 14-2, first in the AFC East. They win the Super Bowl in 2004. Then 2005, 10-6, first in the AFC East, losing the divisional game. 12-4, first in the AFC East, losing the AFC Championship game. 16-0, first in the AFC East, lose to the Giants in the Super Bowl. Then the year Brady gets hurt, they go 11-5, second in the AFC East, don't make the playoffs.
Matt Cassel, right?
Yeah, Matt Cassel. 10-6, first in the AFC East, lose to the Ravens in the wild card. 14-2, first in the AFC East, lose to the Jets in the divisional game. 13-3, first in the AFC East, lose in the Super Bowl. 12-4, first in the AFC East, losing the championship game. 12-4, first in the AFC East, losing the championship game. 12-4, first in the East, they're going to the Super Bowl. So since he has been there, he has won three Super Bowls, and he has been first place in his division 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times, second twice with 1/5. So 12 out of 15 seasons, he's been first in the AFC East. He has won double-digit games in 13 of 15 seasons, and the other one of the other ones, he had 9.
That's what
he has won
crazy.
At least 10 games every year from 2003 to 2014 in this era of the National Football League. That is absolutely unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You're absolutely right. And one other crazy stat that I don't know if you caught towards the end of the game. I think it's once they kind of shorted up and the game was essentially over I think it was focused on Tom Brady. Tom Brady's 20th playoff win is more than 21 NFL franchises have in their playoff history. So one quarterback, who I'm sure you could probably say Belichick and Brady together, have more wins than 21 other NFL franchises have in their entirety as teams as a part of the NFL.
It's unbelievable. We've got Dan in Middleburg Heights, not a fan of the Bella Brady hookup.
Hello.
What's up, Dan?
It's not that I'm not a fan, but what you need to understand is that Paul Brown and Otto Graham, from 1946 to 1955, they were in the championship game 10 out of 10 years. Now, I know it was the All-America Conference, but the 49ers and the Colts, and I can't recall one other team, were transferred over in 1950 into the National Football League, and the Browns won it the first year, but 10 out of 10 years. That is the all-time greatest combination.
I think, and that's a fair point. I would say that I think it's a totally different era. With the free agency era and the salary cap era, being able to keep a team together is a completely different set of circumstances, and it becomes much tougher. And I also think football has evolved a lot since then. But I understand what you're saying. I will say, if you would like me to qualify it, I'll say the modern era, which is the era that I've been exposed to. I think what he's doing is, if it's not better, I won't say if you don't want me to say better, I think it's at least, given the context of the era in which they are playing, it is at least as impressive as anything else that has ever been done in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, that all being said, so then we're going to go Paul Brown, you can talk about Bill Walsh, and Bill Belichick. You know, he's absolutely solidified himself in every greatest coaching conversation that is out there when it comes to the National Football League. You have to be solidified.
Gotta be. I mean, and it's tough, I think, to go across eras as well. But in my opinion, what Bill Belichick and what they've done, and, you know, there are people who get all Spygate and this, that, and whatever, they've still proven since then how good they can be. Now, they haven't won a Super Bowl since Spygate, but they have certainly still been pretty good. I believe that was 2007, I want to say. They've gone 11-5, 10-6, 14-2, 13-3, 12-4, 12-4, 12-4 since then. I mean, unbelievable, just dominance. Since 2003, they've only come in second place in their division once. They've been first every other year.
That's nuts, man.
It is absolutely
spoiled rotten.
Spoiled rotten. It is it is terrible. It's remarkable. I feel when you think about that, you could say that over, you know, since 2003, if you were able to make a bet in 2003 that for the next, you know, 11 years, you got the combined first place finishes of the Bills, the Jets, and the Miami Dolphins plus 8, versus the Patriots. You'd take that bet in a heartbeat.
Of
There'd
course.
Be no way. And
there's
that
no way.
Still would have lost.
That's crazy. And that's where you have to give them props in regards to the organization and having something figured out. And also, too, as Josh McDaniels left and wasn't able to replicate what he did, but again, his name is in conversations right now for coordinator jobs, other places, head coaching jobs, but because of their success, they want to stay. And that also, too, might be a lot of the reason why, because they don't have a lot of turnover on their coaching staff. Their guys want to play and coach for Bill Belichick, which is why guys will take less money to stay and play. Darrell Revis, even though he may deserve to be paid like the top corner in the league right now, he may take a little bit less money to stay and play as a part of the Patriot way because they deliver. Revis, in some cases, yes, he's been to championship games before, but it has given him solidified winning opportunities. And the best way to make money in the National Football League is to be on a winning team. When it comes to marketing, your brand, you play more games, you play in the biggest games. How many times did we, with the Cleveland Browns having one primetime game this week, that Thursday nighter, say, whether it was this show, really big show, our callers, talk about, it's like the Patriots are on every other week, either on Monday night, Sunday night, or on a Thursday night game. Because they're a great product, and the NFL loves that.
They are a great product, and the NFL certainly does love that, and they're unbelievable. They are the standard of excellence. Now, they got to win another one, and then I think they go down, and you have serious dynasty talk. I mean, it's a dynasty anyway,
yeah.
But one more would really kind of, I think, put them over the top.
I do, too, and I think you got to think for the 2000s, they were the dynasty. And right now, if Brady Belichick have, 3 to 5 more years, this is the start of no other coach quarterback tandem dominating or being a dynasty for two consecutive decades.
None. Not like this. It absolutely is. It is completely remarkable what Bill Belichick has been able to do, along with obviously Tom Brady there in New England. And I always say, just goes to show, it's easy to be a good coach. But I think what he did with the Browns, when you remember that we went 11-5 with the Browns there in 1994, got to the divisional game of the playoffs, and then in 95 was the final season in Cleveland, and things didn't work out as well. But I thought he had helped turn that team around. I think he is pretty darn good. And some people say take away Tom Brady and he's not the greatest. Well, Tom Brady was a 6th-round pick that he believed in, gave an opportunity to after Bledsoe went down, stuck with him, and it certainly has paid dividends for this.
No, one other great point I just want to make before we go to break here is you got to figure Nick Saban and what he's done as a football coach is a Belichick disciple too, on his staff here when he was here in Cleveland. And look at the coach that he's become in that very rigid, Saban mindset, very similar to the way Bill Belichick coaches a football
team. It's interesting, though, a lot of his assistants have struggled to go out and become head coaches because I think there's only one Bill Belichick.
There is.
And you can't be Bill Belichick. But you talked about his players in the Patriot way, three guys who are central kind of Patriot way kind of players, Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruce, Rodney Harrison, are all three of the more preeminent analysts on their various networks. Bruschi at ESPN, Rodney Harrison on the Sunday Night Football at NBC, and of course Willie McGinnis with the NFL Network. Those guys are now, considered to be authorities on the game, and they spent a lot of Heath Evans spent time in New England, so lots of those guys as well. All right, when we come back, we'll actually get to that sound we talked about. We will get into the second hour with the secondary grades. Jim Donovan will be with us. Got a lot to throw at you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.